I'm Larica Rassel with Arts Focus, and with Shana McConville, telling us what's going on at the Rosewood Arts Center in Kettering.
There's a lot going on at Rosewood Arts Center this fall. We are introducing our very first letterpress workshop. So we recently acquired two amazing antique letterpresses. So this is the kind of equipment you would have run newspapers on or early forms of books and that sort of thing that aren't like completely mass produced, maybe done in smaller quantities. We're doing our very first educational workshop for the public coming up in October. We are so excited about that. We also have a big exhibition in our gallery space called HWD. This is our annual sculpture exhibition, which is very competitive. We saw about 150 artworks submitted for consideration, and we were only able to select about 30 to include in the show this year. These are sculptors working in every material you can imagine, from paper mache to ceramic to metal. And these are artists from Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and the other surrounding states. So this is a really big one. We really enjoy having it every year. Some of the other things that are going on at Rosewood that I think are really worth noting, we have a very vibrant, not only a gallery community, but gallery programs. So we do programs for preschoolers. They can come in and we partner with the Dayton Metro Library, the Wilmington Street Branch, and they do a story time with the kiddos. And then we do art projects with them that relate to the story. We also have a book club for the adults. So we have a book coming up that we'll be meeting to talk about in October as well, Your Brain on Art, which I haven't read yet, but it is sitting next to my nightstand. I can't wait to read it. All the reasons that science and data can back why the arts are important. We have a children's theater program. They're preparing to do Treasure Island, a very classic tale. And this is a group we work with. It's been around since really the 60s, this theater program. This is a group of 9 to 15-year-olds.
A couple of years ago, you were talking about some major renovations you were having done at Rosewood. Are those all finished now?
You know, it's funny. We have talked about this renovation at Rosewood for years and years, and I will say it is primarily completed. We are still working out a few smaller things. Like, for example, we do have a community print studio. So we just acquired the letter presses for that actually earlier this year. And there's a couple other programs that are pretty specific in terms of the type of artistic practice that we're still building up. But the major renovations have been completed. We have air conditioning. For anyone who knows Rosewood, for 30-some years, we did not have air conditioning. It is a game changer, I am very happy to say. It's nice to hear people come in during the summer and just smile immediately and say, oh, it feels so good in here. So we really are enjoying that. But again, just the renovation itself included fresh lights, fresh paint, new windows, some really basic things that have gone a really long way. So the space feels fun and creative, but also I would say very inspirational and uplifting too. And I will mention one other thing about our renovation. Sort of the capstone of it was a new public art piece. And this was something that we installed in April. So it was just a few months ago. And it's a very, let me say, intriguing and unique sculpture. It's a little hard to explain, but essentially it's an abstract person and their dog. But the person and the dog's heads are sort of in the form of clouds. So people walk up to it. It's also 9 feet tall, so it's massive, and go, I don't understand what's happening here, but there's something about this that just makes me laugh and giggle. So we see kids come up to it and hug it. We see adults sort of like, you know, their jaws drop, and then they're trying to get selfies with it. It's created a lot of interaction. The sculpture itself is by Soo Jin Lim, who is a South Korean-born artist who lives in Brooklyn. And this is a series of work that she's been installing all over the country. It is so much fun. So I think people really feel a lot of joy when they come to Rosewood and see that before they come into the building and see everything else that's going on.
Get more details about what's happening this fall at the Rosewood Arts Center in Kettering by visiting playkettering.org. I'm Larica Rassel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.